We shall praise.
What? Hey guys, it's the Left 4 Dead podcast. How's everybody doing?
Yay, yay.
Creamy.
Yo.
Hello.
So today we're going to do something a little bit different than we normally do. We don't actually have a docket, but as a lot of you guys know, we have these side projects and shit that we're all doing. We've talked about it a little bit. Today we're going to...
make out with each other.
Yeah, well, we're gonna make out with each other. I've got some ecstasy, so sorry, Rye, you're over at the X bone, so you don't get any. But we also have Sean here.
What up?
Which means one thing: we have to go through the interview process with Sean because he didn't get to go through the interview process last time.
There's an interview process.
There's
now?
An interview process.
And a drug test. Sorry, Sean.
Oh, I failed that.
It's all right.
Give me like 6 months. Maybe a year.
But, first of all, Sean.
Yes.
Besides, you know, fucking around with us, what do you do?
I work a lot, and, yeah, man. I just do that, really.
All right.
I mean, I work a lot, then I just write shit on the side.
Okay.
I've been trying to work on stuff, but it's fucking hard because I have writer's block like a bitch. And I need some inspiration, so it'd be nice to get together with someone, anyone, and get that kind of inspiration going.
The number two thing, a celebrity that you've met and the story behind it.
Celebrity that I met, a story behind it.
Yeah.
Oh man. Does Trent Reznor count as one?
Sure.
Nine Inch Nails. All right. Yeah. One time, I was at a concert. I went to a Nine Inch Nails concert with my friend Greg Godo, and we decided to go to I think it was Denny's afterwards. This was at Mohegan Sun, by the way. And way later that night, it was like, I don't know, 1:32 in the morning, we're at Denny's, we're actually getting ready to pay for our meal. And these dudes walk by us, and they just smell like shit. And I look up, and I instantly recognize who Trent Reznor is. And it's him and the entire band. It's like maybe 10 or 11 people at most.
That was
like
the most hardcore place to see Trent Reznor.
Yeah, well, I'm saying, dude. That's a great place to get breakfast when you're fucking smashed at 2 in the morning.
I'd like to get a moon over my hammy.
But, yeah, so I just went up to him and told him how cool, how much I liked his band, how cool he was. And
did he sign your dick?
No. Wow. He didn't have time to sign my dick. He did sign my asshole, though.
Oh, sweet.
Yeah, that's good enough.
So afterwards, was your dick so hard you can practically carve a diamond out of it? That's how excited you are.
I could have done more with it than that. I would have fucked his butthole if he bent down at the right time.
And the last question. Three people that have inspired you to do what you do today.
Three people that have inspired me? Yeah. That is tough. That is really tough.
Mind you, when we all went through the interview process thing the other day, it took us like 2 hours.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I'm about to dedicate this whole show to me coming up with those three people. definitely Chris Farley. Chris Farley was a big one for me. I don't know why, but something about his sense of humor was always funny to
Matt
me.
Matt Foley?
Yeah. Who?
I live in a van
by
the river!
By the river! That's tough, man. You might have to come back to me on it, too. I might just splurt them out randomly throughout this. So,
well, let's talk about our sponsors a little bit.
Batman.
Batman. No.
We're throwing Batman in that one. I don't care if he's fake or not, man. That dude is a G. Dude is, like, smart as fuck. He's got a lot of money. And he's a superhero. We could beat the shit out of anyone.
Fair enough.
But, yeah, that last one will come eventually.
All right. So let's just thank our sponsors right now. Fighting Fitness in Orange, Connecticut, and Magic Cottage Creations, and Tarot Card Readings. I still don't know when on the 29th, but there's some sort of thing going on the 29th in Northford. But, yeah, so look up both of those on Facebook. There's also Northford Magic, which is part of Magic Cottage Creations and Tarot Card Readings. On Facebook, Magic, M-A-G-I-C-K. I'm also going to bring up something for Sean, because Sean, your girlfriend actually tagged me in a post. I threw it up on the Facebook page, too. She's in a contest.
Yes.
She did an awesome photo of is that half and half makeup, or is that just two different pictures?
It was a half-half makeup.
It was half-half makeup?
Yeah.
Half-half. Harley Quinn and Joker, which looked awesome. So vote for her photo.
She did quite amazing, although I have to give her a lot more credit because I was bothering her the entire time. I couldn't tell you the amount of disgusting, filthy things I was saying.
Come on,
she was
babe.
Doing
it's
it.
Not going to suck itself. Come on.
Yeah. Maybe worse than that.
What's the Keith David from Requiem?
Yeah.
I know it's pretty, but I didn't take it out so it could breathe.
But yeah,
Jennifer Connelly.
So
everyone heard John just do the ass to ass thing, but
yeah, she did a phenomenal job. And if anyone's interested, she has her little makeup page on Facebook. It's Makeup by Sarah Beth, and she's actually quite talented and quite amazing. Really, really good. You should check it out. She does also some pretty cool special effects too. Like one time, she made my penis look bigger, which was pretty amazing to me.
Makeup can work wonders. All right. So let's talk about our different. He's the only one who thought it looked bigger too. But all right. Let's talk about the projects that we have going on. I guess I'll probably start off a little bit because I've got my hand in so many of you guys. I'm a puppet master. It's really weird though, because Sean really looks like he appreciates it.
What, a hand in my ass?
Yeah,
I love it.
Oh, where
my gaping butthole.
But we've talked about it before. Let's start off maybe with Pedophile.
Oh, the project that's going to make all of us a registered sex offender.
And or rich.
Probably both.
It's going to be... Jamie's going to go to me one day. She's like, what am I going to tell my kids why you can't bring them to school because you can't be 500 feet from a school because of this movie or something?
Yeah, anytime I talk to Kylie about story, she's just like, y'all need Jesus.
I told Jamie, she's like, what the hell is wrong with you guys? And I'm sitting there, I'm like, I made you laugh that one time.
Well, that's why you got to tell Jamie. That's why there's school buses. She's got to ride that shit. Don't need to go anywhere near that school. Parent-teacher conferences. Oh, that's why there's a mom.
I thought of a thing. I told you, I'm sorry, wasn't the guy who was wrongfully accused of being a pedophile. That's definitely Nick Cage, but that was a good twist. The thing is, do you remember...
bring that up.
The sniveling second in command, the little rat. I feel that would be perfect, right up Steve Buscemi's alley.
Definitely. But let's talk about this for a second, because kind of switched roles a little bit.
Oh, do you want to talk about the twist?
Because I talked to Ryan about it. John, I've talked to you about it.
Hear about this twist. It's awesome.
So I wanted to stay kind of as far away from Con Air as possible. Because I don't want people to be like, all right, that's just a fucking ripoff of Con Air with little kids.
And then we add Nick Cage, who's like, oh, this is definitely a blatant ripoff of Con Air with kids.
Yeah. But
only if he has a mullet.
We should do the mullet. Just make it like...
We could probably just get Andy Samberg and just pull it off that way. I know you've got an Emmy for Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but come on.
The show sucks, by the way.
So what? All right, so what?
So here's the beginning of the movie. I like Brooklyn Nine-Nine, but I'm not going to get into that fight right now. but it's all Terry Crews, let's be honest. Terry Crews and what's the other guy's name? Andre Bauer. They make that fucking show. But so the movie opens up. We have the flashes of these people getting taken out of their houses, out of their workplace, handcuffed, thrown in the back of cars, and little news clips here and there, just spouting off names as the credits are rolling through.
So like this that. Character, can we just say Nick Cage, basically?
Yeah, let's say Nick Cage. So we should just name him Nick Cage. See if he catches on.
I don't even care if we can get Nick Cage or not to play the role. His name is Nick Cage.
Yeah, his name is Nick Cage.
Can we do Cage with a K?
Yes.
Nick Cage. Is Nick Cage. It's going to be N-I-C-K-K-A-G-E. Because that way there's no thing like Nick Cage. I'm like, what?
But so they go through this whole thing. And then we stay on a newscast where the newscaster sits there and talks about how now, as I have to change it now to Nick Cage, Nick Cage and other registered sex offenders are being, as well as other convicts, are being led to these islands that are off the coast of New Jersey to, what do you call it, to live out the rest of their lives because they have life sentences for the horrendous crimes that they committed.
So are we going to do a thing, though, sorry, like, if they try to escape, like, use a boat, are there going to be, like, water, underwater mines, or is there going to be, like, the Coast Guard, or, like, that's going to periodically, like, surf these, on the thing, so in case if they see, oh, someone's trying to escape, we're just going to blast their ass to high noon?
Well, no, well, let me go on with this.
All right.
So she goes and tells a story about how this news anchor lady tells a story about how... Nick Cage was found guilty of committing this pedophilic act. And you come to find out later on in the movie that he was wrongfully accused because he was banging a senator's wife. And that's how they got the physical evidence against him. When the senator found out, he basically used his power to... not only get his wife to turn on him, on Nick Cage, but also got his son to turn and say, oh yeah, he touched me.
I guess who's on the island?
So Nick Cage gets sent to this island because, you know, a senator has enough power to be like, life sentence, motherfucker.
Yeah. What was it, fast forward 5 years later?
Fast forwards to 2012, Sandy destroys the fucking islands. So the Superstorm Sandy destroys the fucking islands off the coast of Jersey, and they believe that everybody that had been on those islands
died.
Are now dead. They've gone through. They've gotten some of the wreckage, but pretty much because the islands were man-made, they suffered horrible losses. And anyone that was still alive, they thought they took off the islands, except for the pedophiles. They have strived for a Dr. Moreau type existence, the Isle of Dr. Moreau type existence, or Lord of the Flies type existence, if you want to go that way. And
so they're this weird cult, basically.
Pretty much. You know, they don't have really any music or any kind of anything that is before 2012. I mean, that's after 2012. So the whole soundtrack that's been in my head is 90s weird shit that's, you know.
Whenever I think of this, I just think of, like, the whole island just should play the Buffalo Bill theme to it. Like,
with Pretty Horses?
Yeah.
Actually, as I was leaving the regular job today,
yeah,
I saw one of our LP guys going through, like, the intimates department.
Yeah.
And I'm just like, oh, that's a little creepy that you're over here. And he kind of winked at me. So as I walked by, I went, I'd fuck me. And just walked. Yeah. But,
Iraq.
What do you consider the intimates department? Like the lingerie?
Panties, lingerie.
Intimate, yeah. Really? That's what they consider intimate? There should be, like, dildos up in that shit.
There were, but they were just called personal massagers.
No way.
They weren't.
Shove this in your pussy.
But, so, yeah, I, like, think soundtrack runs through my head. You know, Backstreet Boys, of course. Show me the meaning.
Show me the meaning.
Being lonely.
So when are we going to fast? So then we're going to do another time skip?
So it's not another time skip as much as, you know, the news report. It's a time skip on the news report. The news report reports Hurricane Sandy. We can just flip through images of Hurricane Sandy and shit and all the devastation. And then it's like right after, and you see the senator putting his now 10-year-old son, who was 5 at the time, on a plane or in a boat to go with his Boy Scout troop to, you know, to whatever.
Yeah.
And shipwreck on Pedo Isle.
That would be awesome. I'm just looking forward to when Nick Cage realizes that, like, oh my God, should I sell him to the pedophiles or should I protect him?
Exactly.
Let that motherfucker burn. Wanted to accuse me of raping you? I got something for you. Here he is, kids.
Who's on the other foot?
Not the bees. Poor Nick Cage.
That's a good one.
Not the bees. Oh. Henry Wink.
I couldn't do that to Henry Winkler, unfortunately.
Why not?
I could.
I couldn't do it to the Fonz.
I could do it to the Fonz easily. Hell, I'll make him dress as the Fonz.
He's like, hey.
He'll play the Fonz specifically in that movie.
Hey.
But yeah, so, you know, our main character has to deal with that. Do I sell him to the actual pedophiles who I've, you know, kind of gone and lived with and tried to survive with, or do I protect him and try to get him off the island?
Don't you think he'd have his own dilemma too, where like he's been with these guys for years now and he kind of has this like brotherhood kind of thing with
they're
them
not
or
bad dudes, they just touch kids.
Like he's like, but then again, touching kids or molesting kids is wrong. It's wrong to me. So maybe I should protect these kids. But do I really want to do this to these guys who I consider brothers in arms, kind of a thing?
Yeah.
Because, like you said, they're not bad people. They just, well, they kind of are bad people. But like,
well, I think the main guy who has to be like really, you know.
How ironic enough if we had. How ironic enough if the main guy's Chris Hansen. Have a seat, kids.
Hi, kids. Have a seat.
Grab him.
Chris Hansen, and you kids can have a seat.
I made some coffee. Would you like some
tea? I think, you know who I think should we should get? Jaleel White.
Steve Urkel, really?
Oh God!
Can you imagine if we got like Jaleel White, Danny Bonaducci,
just
fucking
get
Maureen McCormick?
We have to get all these
and Jody Sweetin.
We have
in this movie.
You might as well get for what's Paul Rubens in there too?
You know what? While we're on the subject of like recent events, let's put Ray Rice in there.
Do what?
Let's just have him be in there. I don't care if he's fucking hitting women. He's gonna be raping kids now. Big ass dude.
It's like, come here, kid.
Mike Tyson.
Let me take you in an elevator.
No, you know what'd be funny if Mike Tyson was like the coast guard leader. Don't worry,
kids. We're going to get you out of there.
Let's just get a bunch of people who can't talk and put them in a movie, like Mike Tyson.
Scott Russell Steiner. Stallone,
Scott Steiner.
The white kids will get you out of here.
Hey, you want to get you out of here?
Come on, kids. Get to the chopper.
There you go. Expendables, English.
Like, we do need these D-lists. I still think, like, the head of the Coast Guard still should be Tara Reid. She would definitely do this. Like,
for an ounce of Coke, too. That's the best part.
I don't want her and her weird nipples.
She's like, come here. Don't worry, kids. We're going to get you out of there.
We could get Natasha Lyonne.
Why not? How about Flavor Flav? Might as well.
Come here, kids. Flavor Flav.
With his freaking clock. Trying to listen to kids. You know what time it is? It's time for a raping. Oh my god, poor Flav. Might as well get Bridget Nielsen on there too.
She could play a guy.
Yeah, she could.
I'd do it.
Main guy.
Everyone's like, I didn't know they got Dolph Lundgren to do this movie.
Well, actually, she's got the biggest dick.
No, China's the main guy.
That'd be so funny, China, like Bridget Nielsen. Oh, so funny.
Let me tell you something. I've done 1,000 pornos now.
Oh, China.
I still sound like a god.
Why the hell did China do porn?
Did you ever notice that China sounds like Paul Heyman?
Yeah, she does. She's got an Adam's apple as big as he does, too.
True, too.
I still can't believe she was She-Hulk in that Avengers porno.
There was an Avengers porno.
China was
She-Hulk.
And she got fucked by Thor.
Why is this not on right now? Why is this not looping
in
the background?
Here's what I'm saying. All I'm saying is doing that, she got her pussy, Thor.
I'd like to see, like, there had to be a case scene where freaking what's-his-face is taking it in the ass, freaking, no Captain America, no! It's like, I'm doing one for the team by Loki. Ooh. It's too powerful.
Behold my hammer.
So, yeah, we still have a lot of details to iron out, and as soon as I get the first draft done, I'll definitely show you guys.
I still think what's-his-face should be, like, the pedophile dude who was trying to, like, what would we say? The guy who snaps, the guy who was molested as a kid but didn't understand it, yeah. And he molested. I still think that should be Adam Carolla.
I still think we should also have...
Kids, I'm here to protect you. Don't worry, I'm not going to touch you.
I also think that we should have, like, the 18-year-old Eagle Scout who's pissed off that the pedophiles don't want him.
Who would be the 18-year-old Eagle Scout?
Mitchell.
Betty White. I still say that's up Jared Leto's alley. What the hell is he doing? 30 besides, seconds to Mars. Get the fuck out of here.
Besides getting an Oscar, what the fuck's he doing?
Yeah. Come here, Jared Leto. That'd be right up his alley.
Don't worry, we're not going to take your arm like that other movie.
I totally forgot he was in that movie.
We just keep on going back to Requiem.
Am I the only one, though, speaking of it, just to be off topic, who thought Jared Leto instead of... remember the Prince of Persia movie? For a split second, I thought that was Jared Leto and not what's-his-face. What the hell was his name?
Jake Gyllenhaal.
For a split second, when I saw, like, the things, I'm like, what, Jared Leto's doing in this movie? But you're right. Like, looking at how the movie now is, like, you know what? We were probably pretty much better off with Jared Leto.
You know what was really, really scary?
What?
That the chick in that movie looked so much like his sister Molly. That was very strange. It was like Dean Indiana.
You know who would be totally for that movie that to be the leader of the pedophiles just because he's what? Fucking weird like that? James Franco.
Oh shit! He's already got a movie where he plays a guy that has sex with a 17-year-old girl.
Yeah, why not? He's like, come here, kids. We got this.
That's what she's already had, like, that whole Twitter fiasco.
Can't we do What's-His-Face, too? Like, wouldn't Danny McBride be awesome as, like, the leader of the Coast Guard? Don't worry, kids. We're going to get you out of here with this fucking perm.
I do not work with Danny McBride. I'm sorry.
Dude, Danny McBride is fucking hilarious.
Why don't you want to work with Danny McBride?
Because I feel like he doesn't know how to turn it off, and I'd have to punch him repeatedly.
That'd be great, though. He'd just be intense. I'd be like, I'll jerk off wherever.
Dude, I've been wanting Belgian waffles since we got here.
Belgian waffle.
Oh, yeah.
Also, pedophiles and work. And what's your other one now?
So, yeah, let's move on to the one that Ryan actually gave me his, like, LSD dream. And I've kind of been writing little bits here and there, which is Sundown. Now, Ryan, have you had any ideas about Sundown that I should know about?
Not in particular. Part of me was like, after the strain started, I was like, are they going to assume that we ripped this off to some degree, or does that just mean that the iron is hot?
Yeah, I mean,
because you know how it was kind of like zombie-esque, but kind of ghoul-esque, like these zombies are smart. Then watch The Strain, and it's like zombies, but they're vampires and not quite zombies. And fuck,
a zompire.
Yeah,
I feel like no matter what you do nowadays, people are gonna compare it to something and try to pick it apart.
Yeah, no matter what, it's gonna happen. But
I think the thing that's gonna make it stand out from anything else is the characters themselves.
Yeah.
It's Twilight Walking Dead. That's what the people are gonna call it. That. Zombies.
No, I mean they're not really vampires. They're not really zombies. It's more like every time as the sun goes down, they turn into people on PCP or bath salts trying to eat people's faces.
But then they're normal.
Werewolves.
But are normal during the day, so you can't tell who's who during the day.
Sure. Is this gonna be like a post-apocalyptic?
No, it's like, it's not a post-apocalyptic as much as it's all taking place in Bridgeport, and the army has taken basically Bridgeport off of the map.
Oh, so it's like quarantine? So is this like a mix, like Quarantine mixed with like The Purge, mixed with like if The Purge was actually good?
Kind of.
I feel like people would be easy to spot. I mean,
at least the second one actually was okay.
Like I feel like it'd be hard to find clothes, and if you go on a murdering rampage one night, you
the second one basically. The second one basically did what they should have did in the first one.
But here's the thing, like,
you're a raging freak.
The main character works in a hospital. They're kind of aware of this disease that's going around and spreading. They know that it's spreading through bites. And the thing is, as the disease spreads more and more, like, it starts to take over your mind a little bit. So it's kind of like, the story is about a character named David Ramos, who works in a hospital. His mom lives right next to the hospital. He visits her all the time and stuff like that. His mom gets bit, and he's trying to hide that fact from everybody and trying to, like, take care of his mom. And as the disease is progressing during the day, the disease is kind of in her brain still, to the fact where his mom is kind of manipulating David's girlfriend, who is also a nurse, into, like, trying to get bit and kind of have this kind of hive mentality.
So is it kind of like a parasitic thing, so to say?
Yeah.
Everything you're saying is, like, reminding me of, like, all these other movies that I've watched.
Yeah, but it's like
I hear what you're saying, though, but it's...
It's not like a parasite that takes over your brain and goes into your kind of reptilian hive mentality of stay together.
Oh, so you all think as one.
And not all think as one, but you want to find the people that are like you. It kind of makes you want to look for the people who are infected as well.
So it's not a hive mind, basically, or is it a hive mind?
It's a hive mentality, not a hive mind.
What movie?
That thing where they like, I'll think about it. Keep on.
Okay. I Am Legend. Because I'm thinking of two things that come on my mind. Ryan, quote me if I'm wrong. I'm thinking like, for some reason with like Faculty. Oh, Faculty. I was thinking about like that's when I thought and when I thought of the hive, I automatically thought of like a Geth consensus. Like, but that's just me.
The story just reminded me of that for some reason.
Nice.
I would love to do this as like an audio series. So we wouldn't have to really get up and do anything.
Oh, so
just have like sound effects and shit. But I would really love to open it with
see a lie back in a satin dress in a room where you do what you don't confess. She wears a hot pocket bubbling, moving into oven and turpitator, turpitator, be what the deal. Sometimes I'm slow, sometimes I'm quick. When it's time to get busy, out the hat comes a trick. So when the sun goes down, you better take care. If I find you, creep around my back stairs. Sundown, you better take care.
So yeah, I think that would be an awesome like intro if we could get like Elwood and Gordon Lightfoot to sign off on that.
Nice. Sounds interesting.
I mean,
very country at first.
I think I would work well though with, I think that would actually work well as like an audio thing to do for it.
Or like we'd have to get some other voices other than our own.
It'd be interesting because it'd be like very old school radio-ish. It's just like sitting down and listening to like the Lone Ranger or some stuff like that.
Exactly. I would actually love to do it as like a not as a podcast
as like
setting, but
a web series like, or something.
Well, no, like kind of like it's happening through David's perspective where he's the narrator.
Oh, kind of like Marble Hornets. Marble Hornets is basically a video series of these guys doing this, like, they wanted to take a spin off of Slender Man, so they did these web series on YouTube. I don't think they're longer. I think, like, the longest video is probably, like, 8-9 minutes long, but it's this guy who basically has these videotapes and is taping himself, or, like, he's trying to find out where his friend is, because his friend just abruptly left this town, and then the deeper he goes into it, the deeper it realizes it's just, it's goes down into this rabbit hole, and like it basically it's a different spin off of Slender Man.
Oh, okay. So yeah, something kind of like that where David would kind of tell you the story and then almost like I'm not sure if you guys have heard the World War Z audiobook, which is so much better than the fucking movie. But it like you have you have these in the audiobook, you have these people who tell their stories about what's going on.
Okay, so you think it has like journal entries or
so
something?
It's like journal entries, and like this happened to my mom, and then you'd hear like the voice in the background of the mom, or
oh, it's kind of like very Resident Evil-ish, well, old school Resident Evil, where you like pick up these journal entries and these logs, and you talk about like the events that happened before, or like the consequences. Okay, I see where you're coming from.
Sub stories inside a big story.
So this guy would be like, you know, oh, I got it, you know, I have to go out, and then you hear like this, like the mom in the background, kind of talking to the girlfriend, trying to.
So,
get her to, you know.
So you're basically having one big story, then you're having these little sub-stories kind of connect and, like, weave into the whole general idea of this whole big story?
He's trying to get in touch with his brother, who's part of the army.
Okay.
To get more help into Bridgeport, because they've basically cut everybody off, and everyone has to kind of rely on each other and figure out who is part of this.
So you're gonna start this off as like shit already hit the fan, and then you're gonna continue it like as
shit is hitting the fan as it starts.
Okay, all right. Then you're going to piece it together and like what happened to make this shit hit the fan to begin. Okay.
Yeah. And like we'd have like a cell phone call, say his brother or something like that.
Neat.
Because you can't completely kill cell phone reception in one city.
Yeah,
unless you're, you know, the world's end.
Or unless you nuke it off the face of the map, so. Alright, so.
What's that? Anything you want to add to that, Rod? That sounded like a vibrator. It's a shaver, I swear.
I'm a pussy.
Hair caught in it.
Like what?
Is that a twirler?
That actually happened on this week's episode of Raw. I don't know if you caught that.
No, I didn't.
The Dean Ambrose left a electric razor in the what do you call it, the Money in the Bank briefcase.
You know what makes me laugh, though, speak just go off topic. Last week, I thought it was great how they did the plot hole. My favorite part is when they're trying to, I think it's Ambrose, when they're trying to lock him in. And remember, they're like, let's kick him. And Triple H like, let's kick him out of the building. And Stephanie goes, no, if we kick him out of the building, it never works. Or, you know, every time they come out, they always come back. And let's just lock him in a room. I sat there, I'm like, oh, my God, they actually, like, figured this shit out.
And he still got out.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, wrestling plot holes.
Did this whole thing where fucking Seth Rollins opens up the Money in the Bank briefcase and there's like this balloon that like shoots fucking that pops and blows slime in his face, and then later on you hear this buzzing as Triple H, Stephanie and Kane are talking, yeah. And fucking,
you know, if this is, that would have been an actual vibrator.
Yeah.
What is this?
Nothing.
It's a big ass black dildo.
But,
it's like waving
in everyone's face.
And it'd be Goldust playing mind games with his golden dildo.
So Ryan, do you have any other projects?
Hold on a second, actually.
Okay. Yeah, you know what? While we're holding on, Nick.
Not that kind of hold on.
Oh, not
where is it? Where is it? Okay. One of my friends wrote about a dream she had, and I was like, permission to jot this down? And she wrote, sure. And she'd written a rambunctious vampire killer who uses voodoo dolls on people who have wronged her, starring Emily Blunt.
Okay.
Yeah, I know. It's kind of my reaction, too. But I don't see why not.
Alright. Hey, if we're gonna make, you know, weird-ass LSD dreams into movies or series, might as well. John, why are you petting my shaved pussy?
Cat's so mad.
No. Just to give everybody that's listening to this podcast perspective, my wife shaved our cat.
Oh, I thought you were going to say your wife shaved, and I'm just over there like, hey, how's it going?
So, I'm going to make a shaved pussy.
Yeah, you look good, girl.
So smooth. How did you do it?
My poor cat, Bubba, is sitting there pissed off because he looks like a fucking retarded lion.
I wish that cat was over here with us.
I was just saying.
Should get over here.
So, yeah, That's kind of a weird... a vampire hunter who uses voodoo dolls...
Hey, man,
take out her enemies.
Hey, if Abe Lincoln could be a fucking vampire hunter, then just all limits are off. Sad part is there are probably some dumbasses who actually believe that. Yo, I didn't know Abe Lincoln was a vampire hunter! I'm like...
Hey. Damn, Poo! How do you have time to free the slaves and hunt them?
Here's a really funny thing.
He is
about
legit
that.
The greatest president of all time.
The actual comic book?
Yeah.
It has more historical facts in it than my high school fucking textbook. Alright. Real historical facts that they wove into this story of Abe Lincoln Vampire Hunter.
Dude, how did he sleep? I was hunting vampires, then I have to, you know, emancipate Zelina. Like, oh, alright, cool.
Yeah, that movie failed when it actually started trying to be historical.
Yeah.
Like, there's a part where it's, like, White Blade period piece. You're like, this is kind of, you know.
But then...
And then eventually it's like, so I chose to fought them another way. Cue flash forward, and he's got, like, the beard. 4 score and 7 years ago, and you're like, all right, that's enough.
You know, in the comic book, it ends...
Let's fight vampires.
When John Wilkes Booth... who is a vampire?
Of course.
Yeah.
Of course. Yeah. I was about to say, it'd be awesome if you start fighting Deacon Frost on like top of a on top of a whatchamacallit.
Oh,
man. You think you can keep us all down, boy.
Oh, sorry, wrong movie.
How many times I have to tell you?
I didn't realize this. I was watching Comic Book Men the other day, and Blade actually came in. I think it was Dracula number 2.
Yeah.
For Marvel Comics.
Oh, wow.
And, basically...
Yeah.
what happens is...
Something of Dracula. Tomb of Dracula or something like that.
And what happens is Blade's mom is pregnant. And I think she's in Transylvania. For whatever reason, there's a black person in fucking Transylvania.
And so the Dracula's like, need me some of that.
Well, she's going to die. And the doctor that is helping her birth Blade.
Yeah.
Is fucking Deacon Frost.
Oh.
And that's where Deacon Frost even comes into the comics. So it was the first appearance of Blade and the first appearance of Deacon Frost.
Oh, Dracula. So when are we going to get across...
Another interesting thing about Blade the comic.
Yeah.
Blade became the Daywalker we know with the powers and everything after being fed on by Morbius, which mutated his DNA and gave him vampire powers.
Morbius, the living vampire.
Wait a minute. Yeah. It's like Spider-Man Michael, Morbius?
Yeah. Michael Morbius.
Yeah, Blade originally had like invulnerability to vampire like mind control and vampire bites and stuff. But that was about it. Like he could kind of sense vampires and their powers didn't really work on him, so he was less Buffy and more like a Scooby. You know what I mean? He was Xander after military training.
Oh, yeah. Okay. That makes sense to me.
After the fight with Morbius.
I can't believe we threw a Spider-Man
in. I think most people that Morbius bites just kind of die from the wound. But in Blade's case, because he was a Dompierre, it morphed him into having those powers. Like, he became a pseudo-vampire.
It's because he was black. He became awesome by that.
Well, do you know why...
Exactly.
Do you know why Michael had the best
superheroes? Yeah, seriously. Black people do have the best superheroes. You got Spawn, like Blade.
Blank Man.
That's
all you need.
Blade 2 was supposed to have Morbius, as you all know.
Yeah. I'm so mad you said Blank Man, Sean, as the other superhero. Got the noon chucks!
Do you guys know why Michael Morbius was called the Living Vampire?
Why?
Because during the time
because
of the
he
comics
wasn't code, undead.
Yeah, during the time of the comics code, you could not have anything undead. It had to be. So that's why they called him the Living Vampire.
He was dead.
Even more interesting was Marvel worked that in by actually having Dracula and all true vampires banished from the realm. I think it was. Did Doctor Strange do it?
That I don't know, but it seems
something
like...
happened though, where Dracula and all of Dracula's children basically were literally banished from Earth 616.
So when does
so there were no undead in there, but Morbius was a biological experiment basically.
Okay, so my thing is, where the hell does the whole Belmont family fit into this?
Coolest thing about the Belmonts is that Bram Stoker's novel is actually in their freaking canon timeline.
Oh, really? That's cool.
Like, if you look at the timeline, there's a part where it's just like the events of Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Oh, wow.
That reminds me of the...
And if you play Portrait of Ruin, I believe that there's a guy and the girl in that one. I believe the guy is like the son of one of the characters, or son or grandson of one of the characters from the novel.
Is it Quincy Harker? And I lost Ryan because I know a little bit more about Bram Stoker's Dracula.
So, Nick, are you...
What?
That actually,
you didn't lose. No. What? Okay.
I'm trying to remember which
character it is.
Okay.
I'm trying to remember his name. I can't fucking have.
What are you doing, Nick?
If it was Jonathan and Mina Harker's son, it would have been Quincy.
No, not him.
Not him? So Quincy's son?
Or not related to Jonathan directly.
Not related to Jonathan at all? Okay. Those are the only people that survived that had offspring from Bram Stoker's Dracula.
Well, the sequel isn't part of the Castlevania timeline, so that doesn't necessarily stand.
All right, fine. just kind of cramped and had to like push out my leg. But that actually reminds me of that of a another series that I was working. I was hoping to get into a comic book for us called Harker, where the son Quincy Harker, because his mother was turned into an undead when she was actually when she was pregnant with Quincy. She kind of got Daywalker power. He kind of got Daywalker power type thing.
He was just called Blade Powers?
Yeah, Blade Powers.
Okay, the answer, by the way, is he's the grandson of Quincy Morris from the books.
Oh, okay. I didn't know that
because
he had
John,
a mainspring.
John Morris from
I was supposed to say, I'm a vampire hunter, guys.
Bloodlines
yeah.
Was the father of Jonathan Morris, who's the guy in Circle of the Moon.
Okay.
And so Quincy Morris is said to be a not full-blooded descendant of the Belmonts. So they can use the vampire killer whip, but it's destructive to them.
Ah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
The Quincy, more you know.
Quincy was turned into a vampire before he was killed, wasn't he? whatever. But yeah, that reminds me of the comic book that I was calling Harker, where a guy... Okay, that was weird. Yeah, that just reminds
what,
me of...
Isn't Quincy the one who runs through Dracula, but Dracula kills him at close range?
Is there, like, a clan rally coming on, say?
But I think he was,
when
like,
did he have a freaking kid?
I have no idea.
He must have been knocking boots before then.
So we just heard a whole bunch of, I'm not sure if it was salsa music or what kind of music. I'm looking and Sean pulls out a fucking Nerf gun and an airsoft pistol. And now a Lone Ranger gun.
Let's do this.
Ding, ding.
Yeah, yeah. Wow. Okay, fair enough. Sean, you just brought a knife to a gunfight.
He'll be right. I'm on your side, you asshole.
Shit. Forgot, sorry.
I wouldn't just give you guys to shoot me in the face. I'm like, here, fuck you, Sean.
Sean, can you come here to back from it?
Yeah, so...
So you're well prepared, you
so
are.
So let's move on.
Those are all my props.
Who wants next?
Well, me too. I've got to do the Doom thing.
No, but seriously, who wants next to talk about their projects?
We run like this and...
Go for it, Sean. You look like you're interested in it.
The only project that I got going on is just... I've been wanting to work on a sketch... on somewhat of a sketch comedy show. Where did you shoot that on TV? Dude, that's an asshole move.
Yeah, don't do that. That could ruin the TV.
Yeah, that could ruin the TV.
Yeah, you can shoot me. That's fine.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
Could it ruin your laptop?
Yes, it's ruin the screen. All right.
I was originally going to work on a sketch comedy series, but I'm thinking a little less of that for now, and a little more of just pushing out random videos on YouTube. Just anything, really, you know?
Talk about your...
fun things, like the stupid things, just...
Talk about your Jaron one.
Oh, yeah, those will be part of my sketch comedy series that I'm going to be doing eventually. But, I want Jaron to be in it, and it's, gonna be. It's hard to take anything seriously.
You guys are making a lot of noise right now.
All right, I'm done with.
Everyone cocking guns and trying to shoot each other.
No.
All right, go for it. I'm sorry.
It's just gonna be advice from a black dude with Marshmallow Jones. It's just gonna be Jaron. He's gonna have a 30-second to 1-minute segment to give his advice on anything he wants to give his advice on.
Which actually reminds me of. Well. Let's go into the card from last week.
I'll tell you what it goes into.
The card from last week.
What? His fire's bullets.
Last week's card, Us Against Humanity card.
Oh, yeah, that's right. It
was studies show that lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after being exposed to blank.
So
Jaron is one.
Jeez.
Wait, what? Do we have that thing? We have it over there.
Oh, let me get it. All right.
All right, guys. So here's our. Which cut cards are they?
The big one.
This one.
Yeah.
All right. Is it the white one?
Yeah.
All right. So our story is, he's reading that sentence. You guys pick out a card.
So, yeah, you guys. So you guys pick out a card.
And we find out
the first card that you can pick out.
From the funny, and we defer from it. So, and you read out loud. So here we go. Sean, pick out a card.
Repeat the question.
Oh wait, here. Just
No. You just have to pick a card.
All right.
Don't look at it yet. I will repeat the question.
Yeah.
Am I answering which side of mine? Does it matter?
Hmm? You can answer your own and with your own, but read the card as well.
Okay. Which side?
Actually, let me grab another one for Ryan. All right. So, studies show that lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after being exposed to.
Destroying the evidence.
Destroying. Okay, well. I got. Either me or Ryan got Lance Armstrong's missing testicle. Let me try that again. Lance Armstrong's missing testicle.
Hold up.
Or Stockholm Syndrome. They don't want to find the cheese, they're happy where they are.
I got Jafar.
Jafar?
Did you really get Jafar?
Say to the microphone, John.
John's got Jafar.
I got Jafar, as in Aladdin Jafar.
Fuck, how'd you get Jafar?
Jafar's a gangster.
Dude. So, say it one more time.
Studies show that lab rats navigate mazes 50% faster after being exposed to blank.
Jafar.
After taking a man's eyes and balls out and putting his eyes where his balls go and then his balls in the eye holes.
Okay, well, Nick wins.
Yeah, that sounds terrible.
So we don't have any, a black card for next week. But, John, you want to see another one?
That one's not good. No, that.
Are
one's
you
not
just, good. Yeah. You're just ruining
just
the moment.
A sad fat dragon with no friends. Girls that always be texting.
Here, John, just take these.
Here, let's.
Because next week,
here.
This week, we actually have one.
Wait, here, go for it. Here, let's have Sean do it. Sean, pick out a black card and read it for our next.
Well,
week.
We came up with one actually.
Oh, what is
earlier
it?
Earlier today, remember?
Oh, what?
When we.
Oh, oh my God, Jerron's first date would be blank.
Yeah. Jerron's,
what?
Yeah.
Oh my God!
All right.
So, yeah, Jerron's
this
first
is going to
be
god awful.
Would be
a
where?
Sad fat
all right.
dragon.
So,
all right, guys. Here we go. I got you.
We're picking for this now.
We'll pick for it now, but you guys can answer your own. If you guys don't know Jerron, listen back a couple
don't.
Podcasts Jerron's been on.
God damn it!
Just think of the worst first date place ever. So Jerron's first date. Would be a genetically engineered super soldier.
A genetically
engineered. I think I might win again.
Yeah.
But go ahead.
So,
I got Jerron's first day would be survivor's guilt. Like, what? What's he do? Like go to a restaurant with a chick, not like her, or like not like anything on the menu, and eat her.
No, he goes to.
Oh,
no,
I feel bad all of a sudden.
No. He goes to the restaurant with two girls, eats one of them, and the other one has survivor's guilt.
It should have been me. I got Jerron's first date would be with the Ubermensch.
Okay.
Ubermensch?
Yeah.
German Superman.
Jerron's first date would be running naked through a mall and pissing and shitting everywhere.
Why do you get good ones, man? You get all the good ones. This one's good. Jerron's first date would be with Morgan Freeman's voice. Jerron's
good we
went to the mall.
Jerron, yeah.
You get the good ones, like
I put my head down and I picked it. I didn't
Survivors, it's so true. What's he gonna do? Eat her and feel bad. Man, I should have ate her.
I feel bad for eating that bitch.
So you want it for next week?
So yeah, yep. Next week, just give us our...
I thought we were going to add the cards here.
Yeah, we'll make up our own black card. And we'll put
or
it
black
up on,
gun.
We'll put it up on Facebook and on the podcast like we did this week.
Running
and
a stray pube.
So we got two more people, I think. Unless, were you done, Trump? Sorry.
You know, I was all set.
Okay.
This would definitely be drawn eating the last known bison.
The perfect first date, man.
Man, nigga, I was hungry.
It's fun. It's worse because his team is the Bills.
Oh, God.
And that just falls in line with everything.
Yep. Alright. So who's next on their projects?
But no, that's cool though. I would definitely want to do some of your shorts, Sean. I'm definitely for that.
Yeah, the shorts are going to be real quick and easy. They're going to be just stupid things I think of.
I have a couple of ideas.
Maybe like, you know, 1 minute to 2 minute pieces at most.
I'm definitely down for
online for now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because you do have a YouTube page, don't you?
I've got
one too,
yeah.
But it's for something else.
But who wants to go next, Sean or Nick?
Go for it, Nick. You want to do it?
All right. Well, just like Sean's kind of doing, I'm doing it more on a smaller scale on Vines.
I wanted to go first.
Oh, God. I got shot by a white man. This is wrong. Anyway.
Yeah, Sean, we're not in Florida.
You'll get away with it, too.
Yeah, I know. We're in Connecticut.
We're
yeah.
not in Florida.
I'm
or...
sorry. I was coming at
He stood up. Yeah, he deserved it. Yeah, I'm going to be doing probably some new, so for some Vines, probably throw some of those up there. I'm also working on writing something right now. It's basically called Lunar Nights, and it's like kind of like going way back, and you know, kind of like, but then there's these knights, and they're wolves, werewolves basically, and like they're hired by like the king to do like special types of missions and stuff like others can't and things like that. But.
Is this an all animal?
I'm not sure yet. I think I feel like if I bring like too many like different aspects to it, but like,
let's have a.
But I'm still like working out more of the details of it.
Awesome furry sex scene. That's all I want.
There will be some wolf butt sex if that's what you like. Go ahead.
Wolf butt sex.
Yes.
Cowboy but.
Magic is what you should do.
Magic.
Definitely learn magic.
Magic.
I want to learn magic. Magic's dope.
Magic might have to be.
I would
there.
Surprise everyone. Like, I would just like run up to random people and be like, this is your card.
Fucking pull out a card, dude.
Actually,
freak people out. I just like walk normally and just like, dude, like weird trick in my hand. Like 500 cards just coming in my hand. Like,
or like,
something stupid. I would like just. Magic is so dope. Just freak people the fuck out.
I also have like,
Chris Angel shit.
Chris Angel, yeah, I like his stuff. It's great. It's also kind of like a knockoff of a fan base off of Naruto, but it's just simply called Ninja World, and like it's basically telling like a story for like a main character within each village, and they form like their own new Akatsuki with you know the story of it. So I'm trying to get that going.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
I wish I could help you with any of that, but
that's
okay. It's a long process of venting through all like the episodes and stuff like that, and making sure I got like the right characters down. So and new characters, and things of that nature.
Sounds good, though.
So, John,
I want to do a series called like game retrospectives and
besides retrospectives the other thing that we're going to try to do by the summer to get a couple of game history things on YouTube.
Cool.
Game retrospective, sorry.
Like, there's this one that I've been doing. I've been talking with Ryan, and I've been talking with Mitch, and I've been talking with my girlfriend Jamie, and hopefully it might work out this 18th of October if everything sets. It's going to be a Mass Effect retrospective since we're huge fans of it. I'm going to do a docket this weekend, and I'm going to give it to Mitchell, and I'm going to give it to Ryan, and like have Jamie read it, see what all three of them think, see if they want to add something to it, and see if they want to. But it doesn't have to necessarily be just after after Mass Effect done. I want to do other games of my interest, like throw out like a Silent Hill retrospective if somebody wants to jump on that with me and help me out with that, because that's another series I like, or even like a Metal Gear Solid retrospective and just different things.
You just reminded me.
New Resident Evil, another retrospect. Yeah, of course. Just that way we
as
can.
Long as we just keep six on.
Oh no!
The thing about something like that.
Can we just like bash
so
six?
It's so hard to do something like that because there's so many like different outcomes that you could talk about or that could have been chosen for like every game in like imaginable.
Yeah.
You know, like just everything. Resident Evil, Silent Hill. I mean, anything in general.
For me, like,
it's like there are thousands of little things you could discuss about and just talk about. But that'd
be the awesome,
like the future of the franchise, in general. Or
that's why I feel it'd be good with the docket, just to like keep it like in its perspective. You know what I mean? So that way I don't just go on like a 5-hour like fanboy rave, like oh so good, like you know.
Also, that I had mine.
There's one podcast, RPG Backtrack, and they do talk about some of these, and they kind of. They have a little bit of talk about, like, what their games were. They don't really talk about all the hypotheticals. Like, when they were doing Mass Effect 1, they were exclusively talking about Shepard as a female. Because that's just how most of them played.
Because my thing is, like, how...
That's not weird at all.
Because my thing, when I talk about, like, example for the docket, I talk about, you know, I talk about, like, Mass Effect 1, the characters, like, the things. What was your favorite mission? What wasn't your favorite? And just, like, the background story. The Mass Effect 2, same thing. We get on the characters, our opinions of the game and all that stuff. And, of course, we have to talk about the controversial third end and all that crap. But, yeah, like...
The thing I think you should do is record kind of a 1 to 2 minute intro that explains the story up until, you know, the ending.
Yeah, okay.
And then, like, just by yourself and then go into the retrospective.
Oh, it's just basically like...
So, yeah, fit all few Mass Effect series in 2 minutes.
Elder machine gods that want to eat everything. There you go.
Plot twist for the third game, Star Child.
Yeah, yeah, pretty much. Elder machine gods that say that want to eat everything, but their reasons for eating everything are against our defy our logic, or we won't understand it. And Crayola ending. There we go.
We won't understand it because it's poorly written.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah, you're absolutely right. It, we didn't understand it. It was just like, oh my god, what the hell am I watching? But like,
I also have another project, but this one's like, it's pretty big, and they would need like everybody to be in on it. But like, it's kind of like taking, if you can think of like any video game or anime, and like turn it into like a real life project, like behind the scenes. Like this is what they're doing when they're not like blowing shit up or something like that. Like what are they doing on their off time or something when
oh,
this
God,
isn't going
I
on?
Love that. That would be hilarious.
So like, think of it like as, okay, take Titanfall, which is on this screen right here. What are these guys doing like after they do these missions? Like what are they talking about? What's going on with them?
Or, oh, that's like, awesome.
Or like even, you know, any type of game like you
kinda
can
like
think of.
Yeah. I still say Raiden's working at Walmart. Come on, that blue Walmart vest.
The blue Walmart vest. All of a sudden, yeah, that could be a beautiful like skit, like right there. He's at Walmart and he's like, this guy's just pissing him off in line, and he shocks the shit out of him.
And then fucking Outworld calls for like the Mortal Kombat games. Goes, I gotta go. And like, Raiden, you only have a 15.
Or
I can see it now.
He's like the greeter.
John McClane between L.A. and Washington D.C.
I
fuck
mean,
you, Holland. Go to Washington, D.C.
So, like, I mean, that was, but, like, that would take, like, all of us, like, when you, like, pick, like, a certain game and then you just create that story. Yeah. And
that would be, I'm definitely for that. That would be hysterical.
Could you imagine, like,
tell Snake.
Say if there was, like, a Metal Gear Solid, what are Snake and, like, Raiden doing? Like, are they at the beach chilling with their girlfriends or something?
Right. Oh no, I would say Solid Snake's chilling with Otacon in the best sexless gay marriage ever that's on TV or a TV on video game
or something, you know.
Can't you see, like, Snake getting mad at Otacon for burning something, but he repeats the last two words? He's like, I'm sorry, we can't have a steak dinner. Can't have steak dinner? We're like, Metal Gear?
But, you know.
Sean's going to miss the...
But, like, that's been, like...
I gotta tell the joke now.
So, like, that's
guys,
been...
I have to go retrieve the child.
All right.
All right.
See you, Rye.
See you, Rye.
See you later.
Later. But, like, yeah, that's... It's been something I've been thinking about, but, like, it takes a lot of thought to, like, even get started, so. That was just, like, a draft that I had of it.
That's a... I am definitely down. I could talk about that shit for hours on what they would do in their thing.
Thank you.
So
what's up?
You done?
Yeah.
Hey, you want to talk about the writings?
I have a couple of writings. One of them is just like what we would be all like, just like if we're the volume was turned up on 10, it'd be like a sitcom, or wait, like what if we were, our life was like one big sitcom, just like, you know, our exaggerated self on what we would be. Basically, it's still in works, but I thought it would be something like.
I think our life is a sitcom.
That's what I'm saying. But can you imagine our life being a sitcom, but like turned up to like retard level, just like exaggerated self of ourselves.
Turned up just like everybody
else. Yeah, exactly.
I really want to invest in one of those. Was it a GoPro? Was that what it's called?
Yeah, actually.
I
found one for $200.
Because like, I just want to have it on me, and just like record us, because the shit that we go through sometimes is just like, why is this not being recorded? Why is this not on Vine? Why is it not on YouTube and stuff like that? So,
I mean, like when we're walking down an aisle and I go, hey guys, you ever have a 96? It looks like Sean's coming back.
I mean,
hey Sean, have you ever had a 96? A 96. A 96 is like a 69 for married people. Nobody gets what they want. So, yeah.
Did you, Nick had a good idea for a side project. For a project is, what if video game characters are like any character? What would they do on their time off? Like, if they're not playing the video, like, my example is, you know, Raiden, how he has the Walmart vest. He's, like, working at Walmart being a greeter.
So, like, you would take them out
during during his time off from Mortal Kombat, he would just be a Walmart greeter.
Yeah.
What are they doing when they're not doing whatever the game provides?
Here at Walmart, we have a lightning sale!
Yeah, like I said, Outworld's call for Mortal Kombat. It's like, I gotta go, but Raiden, you only have a 15.
I'll be back in 10.
Hello, Shang Tsung.
Scorpions.
Wouldn't Shang Tsung, like, run, like, a Chinese food place?
Hmm?
Shang Tsung.
Shang Tsung.
Pork fried rice.
So you want number 69, pork fried rice.
What? No, Shang Tsung.
Luke Kang. Hurry up and buy.
Luke Kang runs an arcade.
We run a laundry service.
Goro works in the back of the Walmart stocking.
Wouldn't
Shao
Kahn,
hell up, girl.
Wouldn't Shao Kahn be in like a like S&M gay porn or something like that? He looks like it, or like be like a cheesy like indie pro wrestler. Boo, you suck.
Shao Kahn looks like a bad Halloween prop.
Or he'd look like I said in gay porn. Oh, come here, your soul is mine. It's like Mortal Kombat. Oh, sorry guys. Oh, so great.
Yeah. Just a thought.
All right. So, you know, I think actually on that note, we're going to end it. There is also, I would like to tell everybody to go check out The Odd Life of Trevor Bowe, which should start its first episode really soon. I just have to have the editor look at it, and I will post that up, and you guys can read it. I actually let everybody in this room read it.
Was it bad?
First,
It was pretty good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Thank you. I just have to, you know, the grammar's not all there, so I got to fix that up a little bit.
Joe gave you a D. I was about to say, we should go to his house and fucking egg him. I'm gonna egg his house.
I would, but I can't throw that. Like, I would miss him. throw it all over his head.
Schoolmaster Joe.
What's that? You can't miss a house.
Oh, no.
Start egging for Meg's house.
Oh, okay.
Are you trying to say he's a leprechaun and he lives in a tree stump? Yes. Is that what you're trying to say?
And he won't shoot his gold.
Joe lives in a tree stump.
Yes.
We see you in there. Get out of here, Joe.
Making cookies.
Goofy bastard.
So, yeah, guys, hit us up on the letter L, the number 4, the letter T, podcast at gmail.com. And let us know, you know, where Jerron's going to take his date for their first date. And I think that's it. And we'll see you guys next week. Peace out.
See ya.
Later.
Bye-bye.